A vehicle traveling at a lower speed requires a shorter stopping distance than a vehicle traveling at a higher speed. Lowering the speed limits in work zones reduces the stopping distance required for all vehicle types. Stopping distance is calculated by adding the number of feet or other unit of measurement a vehicle travels before they react, reaction time to braking, and the number of feet or other unit of measurement it takes the brakes to stop a vehicle. Braking distance is varied based on the type of vehicle. Heavier vehicles require a greater stopping distance. Total stopping distance is the sum of reaction distance and braking distance. Reaction distance plus braking distance equals stopping distance. You can get an approximation of stopping distance by taking the first digit of the vehicle speed and square it. Add a zero to the result and then divide it by 2. Add this result to 2 times the vehicle speed. For example, to calculate the stopping distance of a vehicle traveling at 50 miles an hour, 5 squared equals 25. Add a zero to get 250. Divide by 2 to get 125. 2 times 50 equals 100. 125 plus 100 equals 225. Semi-trucks have a unique factor to consider when calculating stopping distance, brake lag. Unlike passenger vehicles that use hydraulic brakes, semi-trucks use air brakes. Air brakes use compressed air to push the brake shoe lining the brake drum, creating friction to slow the wheel down. Air brakes use air stored in a tank and an air compressor to pump air through the brake lines where it eventually reaches brakes. Air brakes do not engage instantaneously. The air compressor needs time to build up enough force to push the brake shoes to create friction in every wheel on the truck before actually stopping can commence.